tools of the trade? I don't know.
Now, Big Hungry has carted his guitar, a couple of guitar pedals.
To be fair, I actually...
And an amp into the
most
studio.
Most of the stuff was already up here.
But when I say carted, from the other room, from one room to another.
That's true. No, there was lifting. There was lifting. Oh, do you know what I might do? Because there's a...
party going on next door. Just shut the door.
Yeah, turns out someone's got...
sweet gags over there. Classic.
Now, talk us through the little piece of... kit that you brought in this afternoon.
Well, how about I let you just describe what you see, John? What does it look like to you?
It looks like the letter C.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter C.
Or kind you,
of,
or
J. If I can be crass, it sort of looks like a sex toy, in a sense. It's like a tiny grey little thing called an Ebow, ladies and gentlemen.
Kind of looks like a stapler as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it does. Could look like a stapler, or a hole punch, on a small sense. Holds it. The handle is a 9-volt battery that's in there. It's a, instead of using a traditional bow, a la Jimmy Page back in the day, somebody decided to use their brain, and what this does is sit on either side of the string you want to play. Doesn't actually touch the string, but it uses a sort of a electromagnetic scenario to vibrate the string, giving you infinite sustain notes, essentially.
So sometime around the mid-60s, when playing a guitar with a violin bow was in vogue, someone thought, hey, why not? Let's try and do this with a piece of electrical kit.
Are we getting that in the headphones?
Yes. Why is it cleaner or better than playing with an actual violin?
You can select which string you want to play. You can also do arpeggiations if you're good.
So it does actually sound more like a violin, your guitar.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. And also this one has a separate harmonic mode where it'll actually play overtones of the note you want to play. Very tweaky deaky.
Now, I thought Ebow would just be made by one particular manufacturer, but it's not. Lots of people make them now.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that.
I think it was originally just one sort of thing, but lots of people seem to have stolen the name, and lots of companies make it, I think.
You can go to some pretty gnarly places with it if you want. What's actually the juice is when we come back, what we'll do is give you an example of this integrated into a tune. We've queued up Supergrass's Mary. I think you hear it pretty much right from the get-go. Old mate Gaz is thanging it on his guitar. It's a nice short 3-minute jam, so we'll give you that to give it in like a band reference. What you'll notice is a little blue light when most people are playing these on stage, and it's obviously held in the right hand, and you hover it over the guitar's pickup and the string that you want to manipulate. Go ahead and drop that jam. We'll come back with more about the Ebow, I guess. John.
That was Tools of the Trade.